Good evening. My name is Mike Murley, and welcome to WPKN's Mic Check, coming to you on WPKN every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome to everyone listening at 89.5 FM on your radio dial. Welcome to everyone streaming live or tuning in to our podcast at WPKN.org. Each week on Mic Check, one of our diverse roster of hosts present a wide range of topics for discussion, focusing on global, national, and regional issues and their effect on our local community. Just as the phrase Mic Check was used to mobilize people to create a human microphone during the Occupy movement, this weekly program seeks to amplify our community's many voices and bring them to the airwaves. Mic Check is followed on WPKN at 6 p.m. by another exciting public affairs program, the Ralph Nader Radio Hour. I am joined tonight in the studio by John Kowalski, and over the phone by Jordan Mendez and Kyle Mansell, who are part of the Fairfield County-based arts collective known as Art Jam. So, John, Jordan, and Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, really happy to be here, man.
So, yeah, let's just get right into it. Can you guys talk about Art Jam and how it first got started? Kyle, I don't know if you want to go first.
Yeah, sure. So let's see, where to begin? Art Jam started probably about 6 years ago now. Did a small event. I actually wasn't part of it myself, but my co-producer, Nicole Thompson, who is a singer-songwriter in her own right, she ran it with a couple of friends over at Western Connecticut State University. And really the goal was to just throw a bit of a concert, have some artistic influence, you know, have a lot of their friends that were artists live paint and do some workshops, and then, you know, just kind of have a good time. That then evolved into a bit of a larger event. We have Nicole and Nicole's parents own property in southern Vermont. So what we do is we were going up there regularly just as friends, kind of having get-togethers or going skiing or hiking or, you know, what have you. We really found that going up there was a bit of a retreat for us, a bit of a refuge. So we would go up there and, you know, we had such great times that we figured we might as well expand this and see if other people would enjoy the same sort of thing. So about 2 years ago, we said, okay, let's make this thing as legit as we can. So we built a stage. We made it fully electric outside in the backyard, which was kind of cool because there was a bit of a deck set up. This is an old maple syrup farm that they had purchased almost 88 years ago, I'd say. So flash forward to about 2 years ago, we said, okay, let's take away this old looking deck and that sort of thing. And let's put a stage. So we put a stage, it's got full power on either side. You know, nice setup for everybody. And then, behind that we have our bar that we've built. So we built a little bit of an infrastructure around, you know, hosting events. And yeah, we threw our first event, our first, I guess you could say, official Art Jam in the iteration that it's in now, with about 15 bands, about 5 workshop presenters, and about 130-ish in attendance. And we did the same thing last year. So we did a little bit more with attendance, about 150, and about 20 bands and 15 workshops. And that's sort of been the flavor and the formula that we've been going with ever since. So essentially it's evolved into a artistic retreat camp out event of sorts, where you can learn brand new forms of art. You can dive in on art that you've already experienced, whether you're a painter or a musician, what have you. And then, you know, you get to see live music too. So we always feel like it's kind of a nice little combination.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So it sounds like it's had quite the journey up to this point.
Yeah, it's definitely come a long way. And, you know, we're continuing to evolve. So, you know, one thing I've been really trying to influence now is more theater aspect. My background is in theater. So, you know, a lot of, you know, how can I kind of direct this thing as a piece almost? And that's to say that if you're an attendee, you're going to come to one of our events or to our specific art jam in September this year, and you're going to feel like you're stepping into a new world. At least that's the goal. And if we're able to bring folks into that other world, then maybe they can learn something new and walk away with something. I'm not going to name what I want you to walk away with. You know, it's more of just a, you know, here's what we're presenting. We hope that you understand and enjoy it. If not, then that's fine too. You know, so that's sort of the vibe that we've come to. And, yeah, I think that's, think it's a good evolution point at this stage of the game.
Great. Thanks for that, Kyle.
Yeah.
And, John, could you talk a little bit about how, because I know that the collective itself is mostly comprised of Bridgeport and, you know, greater Fairfield County based artists. Can you talk a little bit about that aspect, the sort of local, getting things going and, you know, coming from this area right here?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I guess, you know, when I met Kyle just a couple years ago at that, right before that first art jam, and Jordan and Kyle have known each other for years, and it was kind of like the way Kyle introduced it to me is like, hey, like, this is this really cool event that a bunch of, like, you know, Bridgeport, Fairfield County people are all collaborating on, and it's something we're trying to grow together and to, you know, involve as many, you know, local people and, you know, grassroots kind of vibe. We're not, you know, trying to make this like, you know, you're not walking into like Burning Man or something. You know, you're just, it's like a fun community. And I mean, even when I went to the first art jam, or I should say the first art jam that I went to, I walked in and I just felt right at home because everybody was just so friendly and so like welcoming and inviting, and they didn't even know me or Jordan or our other friend Jacob, and they were just like, hey, like, what's up? Like, they introduced themselves. So everybody just kind of wanted you to feel like you're right at home, and I think everybody kind of clicked because almost everybody in attendance was, even though it was up in Vermont, everybody in attendance was, like, Bridgeport, local, like, Fairfield County area people, like, so it was kind of just, we had all that in common, and just even walking around, would like run into people that I'm like, oh, hey, we went to the same high school, or like, hey, we, you know, it's all just funny little coincidences, like, what are, you know, yeah, and just giving everybody that opportunity to like feel their voice heard and express themselves, and like really, you know, it's a really collaborative event where you're not just like attending, but you're also involved and active, and I think that's sort of how, that's the approach that we've like been talking about moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Thank you, John. And Jordan, can you talk about, thinking about Art Jam in terms of the, again, the Bridgeport and greater Fairfield County context, what you all felt has been the, you know, the need for this type of, a collective and these types of events?
yeah, sure. So I feel like speaking in, for the whole collective, as far as like bridging communities together from different, you know, towns around us, Connecticut and, you know, especially, Bridgeport, Fairfield, and then like any town surrounding that area, like Shelton, Stratford, and then even going a little further into like New York City, like area, you know, it's really great, like bridging the gap between like different communities and different people in the area, and just kind of like bringing together like people from these places, and then kind of like showing you like giving you like a taste, like a sample of what it's like, or what the people are like, from these places, and bringing them all together in a very positive and environment, an area to enjoy music and art and all interact with each other, but also, you know, it's just like, it's really beautiful to see the support that everyone has, together when they come together. Cause you know, you can, I was a photographer, like, helping out with some photography at some, the art jam, and just being able to, feeling, free to leave my gear around and having people very mindful of that, and just, you know, bringing my gear out of out of the rain if there was rain, or like, you know, helping me out if I didn't have something, if I was a little unprepared, you know, just like having everybody around to just like come together and support each other was really positive and beautiful. And I think like the Art Jam is also a really good network of people, because we're all so talented, like everyone in the festival is so kind to each other and so talented that they're willing to help you and work together as a team, you know, towards any goal that you really have in mind, that to grow together. And I think that's something that is very important. And speaking on Bridgeport's behalf, I think that Bridgeport has somewhat of a stigma because of the certain rough patches throughout history and like recent history, and a lot of people can be, you know, a little afraid of certain parts of Bridgeport and things like that. But when they, you know, experience the Art Jam and people coming from Bridgeport and coming together and being really positive and supportive, they get their idea and their mindset changes. Their whole idea of the morale of the city like changes, and it's really beautiful because it doesn't like it removes that kind of like stigma and like fear of places or people. And I think that's really important too, is like, you know, making sure that is like that is cleared, you know.
Thank you, Jordan. Thanks a lot for that. Just a reminder to our listeners, you are listening to WPKN 89.5 FM in Bridgeport, serving Fairfield, New Haven, and Litchfield counties in Connecticut, and Suffolk County in New York, as well as streaming around the world on the web at WPKN.org, and available in podcast form. The name of this program is Mic Check, and my name is Mike Murley, and I'm joined tonight in the studio by John Kowalski, and over the phone by Jordan Mendez and Kyle Mansell of the artist collective Art Jam. And they have an artist retreat and camping event coming up in Vermont. And this collective is composed mostly of Bridgeport and Greater Fairfield County based artists. And so we have just a little bit of time left. And so I wanted to ask, so Kyle, you did a great job already kind of laying out what Art Jam, the artist retreat and camping event, what it looks like and what folks can expect.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering, what are some ways that folks listening could get involved?
Yeah. That's a great question. We need all the help in the world. So if you are listening, the best way to get in touch with us is on Instagram. We are the Art Jam Collective on Instagram. You could just slide into our DMs and just hit us up, say, you know, hey, I heard you on PKN or what have you, and I'm interested in doing X, Y, and Z. As of right now, a lot of what we're looking for are volunteers and folks who are okay with getting their hands dirty, I guess, in a sense. So what I mean by that is we've pretty much solidified our musical lineup. We are still looking for workshop presenters. We have a lot of, for instance, yoga presenters and Reiki presenters and improv, stand-up comedians, that sort of thing. One thing that we're definitely looking for is something that's outside of the box. Last year, a lot of, you know, one of my outside-of-the-box ideas, at least I felt, was a craft cocktail workshop. I am thankful enough to have a mixologist as a roommate who bartends professionally in Midtown Manhattan, and she's dynamite. Like, she's insane. So she crafted a specialty Manhattan for Art Jam called the Whitingham, because we are in Whitingham, Vermont. And it was infused with maple syrup bitters, had lots of whiskey in it, and a lot of just great flavors all around. And she smoked it too with a smoker. So she infused smoked bitters into the drink and taught folks how to do that. That's something I've never experienced at a music festival. Those are the things that we want. We are not a music festival. Art Jam has a music component, but essentially it's a lot of what Jordan said. You know, it's a collaborative community of artists and non-artists getting together and learning from each other. So if that sounds like something that you're interested in getting down with, really all you have to do is hit us up and we'll find a place for you. Right now we're very collaborative. We're very flexible too. I feel as though as, you know, once we start honing in on this thing and what it really is and what it means, we're going to still be flexible, but we're going to definitely have a more focused approach. And right now we're trying to find out what that focused approach actually is. You know, I think a lot of what Art Jam can be is a great combo of live music and workshops and artists getting together. But, you know, what else is there? So that's what I would say to anybody who's interested is, what else is there? What else do you think you could bring to the thing? And we'll try to figure it out accordingly. You know, I'm a big person, John and Jordan know this, but I essentially said to them, is there anything that you like need to put on your resume? Is there anything you want to do in your life? Is there anything you want to start? Great. Let's get you involved in that. Let's give you a tangible outlet. Again, the best way to reach us is Art Jam Collective on Instagram or artjamnow@gmail.com. Those are the two easiest ways to get in touch with us. We also have a phone number, but we don't need to get in all that. We'll give the hotline one of these days. But that's the best way to get in touch with us right now.
I thought of something, too, I just wanted to throw out there. I think that, you know, when you come together with the Art Jam community and you have a vision for something and you want to create it, so, like, for example, like a fundraiser, you know, if you'd like to gain ideas from us or we can work together towards something with you through volunteering or, you know, certain connections that we have, like we can also work together in that aspect too, because we've had a few promotional shows. I personally threw a Puerto Rico fundraiser called PR Jam. And, you know, we're always like looking to grow together, and just like create new events and like, promote this movement, with continuity, using the word jam and not necessarily as the word jam is like, you know, coming together and just, you know, jamming out, but like, you know, coming together and creating something awesome that we can all enjoy and really help each other and like, and grow together. So
exactly. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to piggyback on that last statement, but yeah, the jam is a collaborative aspect. The best part about, for me, about going to Vibes or going to a music festival, a traditional style music festival anyway, is seeing the improvisation amongst the artists, seeing them communicate, seeing them create something that has not been created before. That's Art Jam. That's why we put the jam at the end of every one of our events, is because, yeah, it's, we're putting together some yoga, but we're also going to throw in some stand-up comedy, and we're going to throw in some music, and we're going to throw in, you know, a wacky event here or a fun raffle here or those sorts of things. So we're really trying to take every aspect that we can and influence into Art Jam, which is why it doesn't have a focus point yet other than jamming and collaboration.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, Jordan and Kyle. John, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
I think, well, the one thing is, you know, they and Kyle and Jordan kind of spoke to this, and like we're looking to expand and grow. And I think, Jordan and I are working on the beginning stages of planning an event actually here in Bridgeport. And
also thank you for working with me on the Puerto Rico fundraiser. Thank you.
Of course, yeah. But yeah, you know, I mean, and things like that, I think that, you know, where there's a need in the community, I think locally, especially like Art Jam and the Collective, and as a collaborative experience, we want to bring people together locally. So if there's other people out there that like to connect with us here in Bridgeport, I know me and Jordan really want to bring something down here, and we're thinking something at Seaside Park this summer. So that's something where we're starting to work on, and we're definitely looking for others to join the lineup and, you know, present workshops, just like Kyle said, do all kinds of, and it really, we're really open-minded about what we're going to put together this summer. So, and there's also another event, coming up pretty relatively soon, on April 20th.
That's right.
Yeah, if Kyle, I don't know if you, right. you have
yeah,
probably
I guess
could
if
speak
I could
to
do
that.
A shameless plug really quick. We have a event at a location called Nicanese. That's Nick Knees, so Nicknee, and that's in Rhode Island. It's an event with one of our house bands, I guess you could call them, but the Stupid Robots. They're a pretty big band outside of Rhode Island, and we're going to be heading up there and doing an event on 420, day-long event, bunch of cool stuff, yoga, Reiki, our usual sort of thing that we bring forth, and also live music. And this is where we're planning on testing some of our new plans for Art Jam and see how it kind of works. So if you're interested in that, you know, again, come on down. It's over in Rhode Island, so it's a little bit of a stretch, but I kind of like the fact that each one of these events seems to have a serendipitous sort of way of creating themselves. You know, our drummer John, or from the Stupid Robot, said, hey, I have this event, let's make it an Art Jam event. Awesome. John and Jordan came to me and said, hey, we have this idea for an event in Bridgeport. Let's do it. Great. So that's really how we work. You know, a lot of serendipitous sort of ideas come into the table, and if we can do them, we do them.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. I actually, you know, I know we don't have too much time left, so I just want to throw this out there. I also want to shout out to Durrett Evans and Moss family in regards. Thank you so much for, you know, helping us out with and growing with us, you know, together. She's also like helped us out in terms of incorporating her nonprofit business called We Care in Bridgeport. And they also have other events too, and walks for cancer, and raising money for schools, and like different things like that. So I just wanted to throw that out there in case anyone was looking to, you know, help out any other nonprofit organization, or I mean, we're not necessarily one yet. Or I don't know, Kyle, are we going to grow into that? Is that something that you want?
Technically, right now we're for profit, just because we're not paying our own bills, so we have to pay some of them. So yeah. We are for profit as of right now, but yeah. You know, as far as where the money goes for us, it's literally to throw this event. I mean, full transparency, we broke even last year on our last event, and I mean, I'm okay with that. You know, everybody loved it. They had a great time. We did an event that was in October in Vermont. We had some inclement weather, and we still got really positive results. So, you know, if we can keep going in that aspect, then we are winning, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely.
So
that sounds great. And so just to recap that, April 20th at the venue is Nicknee, N-I-C-K.
Yeah, it's a mouthful, yeah.
A-N-E-E.
Nicknee, yeah.
And where in Rhode Island is that again?
It's in Rhode Island. I think it's near in Providence, outside Providence.
Outside Providence.
I'm
okay.
Not exactly sure on the full location. But yeah, we do have some cool stuff planned. We're going to do like a cookout. We have some, you know, like I said, my theater background, I've started thinking of some cool collaborative audience, you know, theatery sort of stuff. So if that scares you, you should attend, because it's definitely going to be a lot of fun and going to get people meeting each other. And that's really another goal of ours, too. So, yeah, the 420 event looks like it's going to be about 1 to 10 p.m. at Nicknee in Rhode Island. You can use the Google to find out where that is.
And, Kyle, what are the details again for the upcoming artist retreat and camping event in Vermont?
Yeah, so we have our 7th annual, I guess you could say it, this year, 7th annual Art Jam Artist Retreat and Camping event, which is going to be held September 6th. To the 8th in Whitingham, Vermont. So that's September 6th to the 8th in Whitingham, Vermont. And anybody that's interested in that, we encourage you. You know, planning on getting there a little early on the 6th. It's a Friday. So, you know, we're going to open gates probably about 10 a.m. And you know, if you can get there early, that'd be the best. Set up your campsite, get a good spot, and let the festivities begin. So that's, again, that's September 6th to the 8th. We will have our webpage live very soon. For now, you know, any ticketing information, you can again DM us at the RGM Collective on Instagram or rgmnow@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Jordan. Yeah,
thank you,
John.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
John Kowalski, Kyle Mansell, and Jordan Mendez of the Artist Collective Art Jam, with the upcoming 7th annual Art Jam Artist Retreat and Camping event coming up in Whitingham, Vermont. Thank you all for being on tonight, and keep doing amazing art stuff and bringing people together. Thanks for all the work you're doing, and hope you all have a good night.
Yeah, thanks for having us on,
Mike.
Yeah, thank you so much.